From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. At the first high-level North-South Korean talks in 2 years, the South proposed holding family reunions during next month's Winter Olympic Games, while the North offered to send a high-level delegation to those games hosted by South Korea. South Korean Unification Minister Cho Myung-gyon said the talks resumed after having been severed a long time, but he believes the meeting is a first step in half the journey. The talks are the result of the North's acceptance of a South's offer to meet following North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's offer of dialogue in a New Year's Day address. Korean Society Senior Director Stephen Orper said outside pressure over the North's banned nuclear missile programs may have created the atmosphere to make the talks possible.
Clearly, the U.S. has taken a peaceful pressure campaign. It clearly has been something that Donald Trump has taken credit for in terms of sustaining pressure. There has been a step up of U.S. military capability. There have been a whole set of drills over the last 6 months. And so those joint exercises have been perceived seriously, and sanctions may be taking a bite.
The U.S. has welcomed the talks, but insisted the Korean Peninsula must be denuclearized. South Korea said it will not renegotiate an agreement with Japan on wartime sex slavery, an issue that has long hampered better bilateral ties. A 2015 agreement included a Japanese apology and payment of nearly $9 million for forcing Korean women into serving occupying Japanese troops during World War II. Zimbabwe's main opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, says it's time for his generation to step back and allow new hands to lead. Tsvangirai has been at the helm of the Movement for Democratic Change since its founding in 1999. Last year, he disclosed he's battling cancer and spent weeks in South Africa seeking medical treatment. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron continued a state visit to China by touring Beijing's Forbidden City ahead of his bilateral talks with China's leader Xi Jinping. Monday, Mr. Macron sought reciprocity in business ties with China. Jean-Pierre Cabestan is a China watcher at Hong Kong Baptist University.
If there's one word to summarize his approach to France's relations with China is reciprocity, which means all the initiatives made by China are okay as long as they allow French businesses, French companies, and French interests to be protected.
The French leader hopes to bolster business ties with China while cooperating in areas of climate change, security, and shared interests in Africa. An Iranian oil tanker continues to burn off the east coast of China after colliding with a freighter Saturday. The body of one of the 32 missing crew members has been recovered. Concerns are growing the Sanchi tanker could explode and sink, creating an environmental hazard. It contains 136,000 tons of light crude oil. The Trump administration announced Monday it will suspend temporary protection status to nearly 200,000 citizens of El Salvador who've lived in the U.S. since earthquake struck the Central American nation in 2001. They hold what's called temporary protected status, which has shielded them from deportation. Jaime Contreras is with the Service Employees International Union.
This decision, you know, it wasn't completely unexpected, but it's real. And it makes me sad.
Ira Melman is with the Private Federation for American Immigration Reform, or FAIR.
Quite frankly, it should never have been dragged out for this long. You have lobbyists who lobby over and over again to have this benefit extended long after the triggering event has occurred and long after any reasonable time frame for the country to recover. And we should not allow that to happen.
The decision comes amid a debate over the status of hundreds of thousands of young immigrants who came to the country illegally as children. President Donald Trump told U.S. farmers Monday his administration is making it easier for them to do what they do.
We're streamlining regulations that have blocked cutting-edge biotechnology, setting free our farmers to innovate, thrive, and to grow.
Mr. Trump, speaking in Nashville, Tennessee, Monday, said his recently enacted tax plan will benefit family farmers. British Prime Minister Theresa May announced a cabinet reshuffle Monday as Britain prepares a new phase of negotiations to leave the European Union. The top posts of Foreign Secretary, Brexit Secretary, Chancellor of the Exchequer, and Home Minister were untouched, but she appointed a new chairman and deputy chairman of the Conservative Party. 2017 was the most expensive year for disasters in the U.S., following three strong hurricanes, wildfires, flooding, tornadoes, and drought. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the tally exceeded $300 billion. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. voice of America.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vanney. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you, and so relax and let's have some fun. Today, the African Beat will make its first stop in the Republic of Guinea with something really, really cool, Intereke by Fode Kuyate. And right after that, Salif Keita of Mali comes in with Primpim, and Tapele by Kekele featuring Madilu of the Democratic Republic of Congo. But right now, let me take your minds back a little bit with Intereke by Fode Kuyate.
laisse-le dire, moi je m'en fous. Je suis prêt à tout, je suis prêt à tout. Je suis prêt à tout, je suis prêt à tout.
Je suis prêt à tout.
Coup de poing, boxer.
Je suis prêt à tout.
Karaté, judo.
Je suis prêt à tout.
Des points.
Je suis prêt à tout.
Boxer, karaté.
If you are in Freetown, Sierra Leone, you can also link up with us via Radio Tempo 94.7 FM. Catch the African Beat Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC right there from Radio Tempo in Freetown.
Autorisé commissaire m'a demandé un père. Na ke na bulungani, soko mungani Papa Noel.
By Kekele featuring Madilu of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And before that, Primpim by Salif Keita of Mali and Intereke by Fode Kouyaté of the Republic of Guinea. You're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. African Beat continues, bringing you music from the continent that you love. Africa Y is our next track from Liberia. And from Liberia, we make our next move to Nigeria with Flavor featuring Tiwa Savage in Oye, and then to Uganda with Bella in Wakuli. But right now, Africa Y from Liberia.
Destruction, my mother freak out. Why, why?
African beats.
Baby, I de catch go. My jollof rice, oh, how you de do today? Baby, moon, my tomato jossie, oh, I don't de think about you. It de make me de wonder, because you love me so, so tender. Yeah. But now I am darling, cause here is so, so boring. Baby moon, for a very, very long time, I don't dare shivo. Hey. And it be like Senna fever, I dey catch it cold. Only not tomorrow, see I dey catch it cold.
by Bella of Uganda, and before that, Nigeria's Flavor featuring Tiwa Savage in Oye and Africa Y from Liberia. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. David Vandy right here, and I'll be back.
The African Beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and you leave your message. And now let's take this email, which says, "Hello, David of the African Beat. I admire your show here in Liberia. Monitoring African Beat is indeed a pleasure, and I'm grateful to be able to monitor such unique program on the Voice of America. Now let's get on to music. Modelo by Adiemo of Ethiopia and Kolum by Bookback of Ghana.
Oh, my front door. Wait, hi, feel my new break in the jaw. Dream is sibuna me to the crambo. Hey, me sick, get 32. Chew my mouth, my non catch just four. Wait, yo, me win it when I'm in the lotto. I run out with a 54, but the pong. Pop, jump, pop, beat up or so. The boy cash on John when the song no be dull. Wait, put back the chair by the buck the slate and my fans no be swung. Wait, my body be sack on the abata bro. For same into me mean the body, yeah. Oh, baby. Plantain chips, you know, maintain hips, come out to 40.
Let's go!
Oh, hey, man, trim on me white, be some B5, New York, me fast to your mouth. Me family, who's second in the dress in my Wakanda? Me go goose, go me to VIP for X4. I'm a sponsor again, like I show on Bookie Co. X-ray, we'll get yabba yabba, we on tour. Any yabba go, they pay in your love, I won't fall like Colum.
Yeah!
Colum, put some money on in, baby. Colum, put some money on.
Music done by Bookback of Ghana, and before that, Modelo by Adiemo of Ethiopia. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Music from the continent. Beautiful music, lovely music, music to make you dance, to make you move your body and shake it down to the ground. The best African music show on your airwaves. I am David Van Lee, and now let's push it on. Hi, David. Really, you guys are wonderful. I am your regular listener. Whenever it's 0900 UTC, I do stick to my radio set. Your show is the most perfect and entertaining one. I really love. I love it. And I want to commend your effort. You are really an entertainer. Please, I want to say hi to my friends, Mr. Ishaka Zama Bitrus and Fatima Abuna Mele. I am Shambo Ishaya Landa from Mubi South Local Government Area of Adamawa State in Nigeria. Well, thank you very much to all of you. Let's get some real music coming for you now. This is Ampere. It's done for us by Aidir and Nadia of Algeria. And right after that, I take you to Tanzania with Hussein Machozi in Haikai. And we climax today with Benedict Tal by Amdiar of Egypt. But right now, Ampere by Aidir and Nadia of Algeria.
Que survie, mon patrimoine, c'est pour toi, citoyenne. Que je m'élève, c'est pour toi, que je t'ai. Mes sentiments par amour pour ma foi et mon enfant.
Face à ton destin, n'oublie jamais que le respect sera toujours comme la racine de notre famille.
Citoyenne, que je m'élève, c'est pour toi que je t'ai. Mes sentiments par amour, pour ma foi et mon enfant.
Tu sais, bah, il y a des choses entre une fille et son père qui ne se disent pas chez nous. Mais une chose est sûre, c'est que tu m'as toujours dit d'inspecter les autres et de travailler dur, dur pour aller toujours plus loin, toujours plus haut. Et tu m'as rendue citoyenne du monde.
Parce que Zéram se veut d'être l'homme libre, tu porteras ce nom comme on porte le destin. C'est un peu de moi, même si je ne te le dis pas. Je suis entre tes mains comme l'eau sacrée d'un pays, citoyenne de ce monde. ta vie sera ma vie. Que je m'élève, c'est pour toi que je t'ai mes sentiments par amour pour ma foi et mon enfant.
À mon père, j'ai à dire tellement de choses. À mon père, cet homme libre, loin de sa terre, qui sans lire et sans écrire a su faire de sa vie pour devenir.
C'est par toi que survit mon patrimoine, c'est par toi, citoyenne, que je m'élève, c'est pour toi que je t'ai. Mes sentiments par amour pour ma foi et mon enfant.
À mon père, j'ai à dire tellement de choses. À mon père, cet homme libre, loin de sa terre. À mon père,
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
I'm
You want to listen to the latest African music? Dance to the best African beat from across the African continent? Then you don't have a problem. Just tune in to the African beat on The Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays at exactly 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. African Beat, the show that brings happiness into your homes, smiles on your faces. So join me, your host, David Vandy, Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time on The Voice of America.
African Beat
is the best. It's number one.
We love it.
Benedictal by Amdiab of Egypt, and before that, Haikai by Hussein Machozi of Tanzania, and Ampere by Aidir and Nadia of Algeria. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on The Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington. Bye-bye.